Thank you. And you have this special airplane, of course, that we know that to disappear and appear and go all over the place and throw things out. But you do not. No match to Krishna. Krishna is better than anyone. He's the best actor, too. I know that you all do a lot of acting, which is really appreciated by the whole community and maybe all the others. And you all, I'm sure all your mothers and everything help make costumes, right? All kinds of really far out costumes. And the Krishna is the best actor. He can play any part, and he doesn't need costumes. Right? He can also just be a baby. He can look just like a baby, right? Or he can look like a boar. He doesn't need a boar costume. All of a sudden he becomes a boar. Or he can become a turtle. Or he can become a fish. Come out of the nose. Little teeny tiny thing. And get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger such that they have to put him in the ocean, right? So Krishna, he's the best actor. No costumes necessary. He can play any part perfectly. And he's also perfect in all respects. Even he can know exactly what this boy is going to be like. Yeah. He knows what he's going to be right now. Why is she disappointed? He knows what every single one of you is thinking at this moment. Pretty important person. And he knows everything. He can beat anybody at anything. So if you think you're good at something, don't challenge Krishna, because he's going to be. And so you can imagine that if Jayashree Radha said, oh, we have a new student in our school. And here she is right here, right here. And I have to tell you a little something about this new student. I really want you to become friends with her. She can teach you anything. She knows everything. She's expert. She never makes a mistake. She's perfect in every respect, and she actually knows all of you in this time. I want you to think of it. It'd be a little hard to become friends or play games with her, right? Because you know she's going to wipe you out, right? She knows what you're thinking. It'd be really hard to be friends with her, right? So this is in the same way. Krishna is perfect in every respect. He's fine. No question about it. And so it would be difficult to approach him in different ways. To say, oh, dear Krishna, be his mother, right? Say, oh, almighty Krishna, please be gentle, things like that. Or try to be friendly. So Krishna has to stop playing a role. He actually has to stop playing his God role in order to have friends, and to have lovers, and to have mothers and fathers. So this is what Krishna is doing here, too. He can pretend. He's pretending now that, oh, my father, oh, I didn't know anything. The question is, oh, is he really a mom? No, he can pretend. And so he can, in his role, in his other roles, he can be told what to do. Even though Krishna tells everyone what to do, ultimately he tells what's going to happen. Mother Yasoda says, Krishna, come home. Time to eat. Your father's waiting. Come right now, or you're going to get in trouble. So Krishna has to play that role. But he doesn't want to smell right. That's fine. And so he can break the rules, too. He doesn't have to play the role of the rules. He makes rules. He can break the rules. What else he can do? He can actually be on the losing team. He doesn't have to win all the time. But some of them are better all the time. So he can actually be a loser at different times. Even when he plays games with the gopis, sometimes they say it's chess, but it's actually not chess. It's a dice game. Like in a dice game, if you've ever played Parcheesi before, yeah. On the front of the thing it says the game of India. Yeah, it's the real game of India. So Shakuni and all those, they weren't playing chess, they were actually playing Parcheesi. Like, I had one of six, so I'd get home, right? See, so this is actually the games they were playing. Because sometimes Radharani, the gopis and everybody, they would be playing these games and the gopis were winning. And many times they would have fights with, not fights, but they would have competition of different, using different words in different ways. And they would turn the words around this way and Krishna would laugh. And he would turn the words around this way. But Krishna could always, he always liked it when the gopis defeated him. He just made it really, really tricky. So this is when Krishna can pretend. And sometimes he has makes a lot of surprises. I don't know about you, but have any of you ever been totally surprised at something on a birthday? Have you ever been totally surprised? Yeah? So sometimes it happens. And it's a lot of fun. You get, I mean, just like, well, really tricky. One time I was doing some work at my house and I had a birthday. All people, they don't really like the birthday to celebrate. Okay, so no one celebrated my birthday. It's been like 3 days. I thought, phew. So anyway, my neighbor comes over, another nod came over and said, oh, I got this problem. Can I need it? I got this piece of work. Can I borrow your machine? I said, I don't really want you to use that. I'll come over and do it. She said, oh, okay. So I come over with my school saw and walk in the door and boom. It was a surprise party. I never ever surprised a party before I came back here. And it was so much fun. It was just like, wow, I really got it. And so this is what Krishna does. Right now, he's going to trick Salva. Because what is he doing? He's making Salva think, I tricked him, I'm late, I don't have to worry about this Krishna anymore. Who knows how to play volleyball? I'll do it. It's not an easy game because it's a team game. Right? You really got, sometimes you want to hit the ball that you need to hit with somebody else. The people in the back row, they usually throw the ball up to the front row, who are really, really tall people. And they do. Throw is called a setup. You set it up to the front, and they go, bam, and they smash it down the ground. If anyone knows Chaitanya Das, a girl called Chaitanya Das, she used to play volleyball. She was a national champion. She was really tall. They won. The whole world was won. Anyway, so this setup, that's what Krishna is doing. He's setting up Salva to make him think, oh, I've conquered Krishna. But Krishna's just about ready to just smash into the ground, right? So Krishna is very, very tricky. And he does all these roles. He can pretend to be all these different things, even though he's God. Because he cares so much for us, he wants a relationship with every single person in this room. He wants to have a loving, reciprocal relationship with each one of you. Just like here. The battle is going on because Saul came in when he wasn't there to the Gorgon and started making a big ruckus. So Krishna is caring for his devotees. He's worried about them. So now he's having to do this whole plan and everything just so that he can conquer Shava and save his dear friends. So the Lord is always thinking how he can please us, how he can please the devotees. And so what should we be thinking? How can we please Krishna? And so this is the ultimate goal of life. About 3 days ago, I got read this little thing on his Facebook, and it said, this boy is amazing. Look at this. He's an 8-year-old boy. And they're asking him questions. Very deep questions about life. And this little boy is just like, oh, he's sharp. I mean, he really philosophically had it down. Really amazing, wonderful questions. And then finally they ask him the question, what is the goal of life? And he goes, that is a very, very important, difficult question. And I forget what he said. Maybe I'm right. Maybe I'm just fishing. But I'm sure anyone of you 8-year-old boys can tell what the goal of life is. It's to please Krishna. And somehow in this lifetime, we have to find something to do to please Krishna because he cares. And we have to show him that we care for him. And above all, we have to be very careful not to think that we can trick Krishna. Now, most of the conditioned souls are thinking that I can do whatever I want, and I can get away with it. Because even if God exists, he can't see everything all the time. He doesn't know everything all the time. So I can get away with a lot. They're thinking that they trick Krishna. Wrong. Right? All those simple activities are definitely no down there. I can work that. Besides, Krishna says that I am the sun and the moon. These are all witnesses. I am a witness in everyone's heart of every single thing that we do. Now, we all do have a little bit of rascalism in us. That's why we're in the material world, otherwise, we wouldn't be here. We have tendencies, these bad things, and coming in abilities. And we're thinking that, I don't know what a future will take for people, but I'm not going to go there, I'm not going to offer it. I'm not going to tell you why, I'll go somewhere, I'll hide it. And besides, maybe Krishna's, he's taking a nap. He doesn't look. Maybe he's off duty right now. But the trouble is, because you all are so smart, because you know that Krishna is the supreme super soul, what happens is that in your heart, you begin to feel like, I wish you would do this. This is the advantage of Krishna consciousness. We know the absolute truth. We know what we should do and what we shouldn't do. But now it's just a matter of practicing. Figuring out during the day what can I do to please Krishna. Most of the time, we are glad when Krishna is there. Just like at the festival the other day on the streets, we went there and we arrived at Third Street and we didn't know which way to go from the festival. And so we just go, listen, real carefully. And sure enough, we could hear cartels and wow, how nice. Nearly thought, oh, Krishna is here, so we could go that direction. And so I know sometimes you'll be in a situation where you're with a lot of non-devotees and all of a sudden you'll see somebody walk by with a beat there and next week you go, oh, wonderful. So we're glad when Krishna is there, especially when there's problems. And we're thinking, oh, Krishna, please help, please help. So this is what's happening to us. We're actually becoming Krishna conscious. So much anxiety is gone. But sometimes something in the bad will happen. Someone might die in our family. Something, you might get a bad grade on a test or something like that. And you think, Krishna, where were you? When I needed you, where were you? Why isn't he there? And so what's happening is that Krishna is there, but he's testing you. He's testing you to see if you're thinking of him. Now, why do the teachers give you tests? Why do they give you tests? No, well, why do you need a grade? Okay, what do you mean? No, it's not just a matter of going here and there. What is it? They're trying to, yes, to make sure that you're learning what's going on. If they never tested you, they'll never know if you're actually learning what they're trying to tell you. So in the same way, sometimes Krishna isn't there. He tests you to see if you're actually learning, if you're actually becoming Krishna conscious, that you remember him at every moment. Because if you do remember him at every moment, there will be no anxiety. And surely, you weren't here for a couple slogans before, but the residents of Borgo were actually getting concerned because Saul's army is starting to destroy everything. But then all of a sudden, they look out, what do they see? Nope. Right. They see the flag with who on it? Garuda. And they go, oh, no more problems. Krishna is here. So we have the holy name. And so if there's ever a problem, and we don't know Krishna is there, we say, hey, Krishna is there. Really. So we have so many advantages. And therefore, especially your children, should realize how fortunate you are. You are actually born in the Lord's family. Krishna's right here in front of you. You can see him every day, see what he's wearing, and what is going on in Krishna's life by coming to classes, and the teachers telling you all about Krishna. But some of you, at some point might say, my mom and dad, they had to find Krishna, they had to be in Maya, they had to Then they have to really like get stressed out to not Krishna. So maybe I should go out and lie. Maybe I should go and have to go and get suffered to find Krishna. Don't do it. Be intelligent. Don't go away. Why go away? Why go away from Krishna? Here you're so fortunate. You've got Krishna, that wonderful, you saw him wonderful, the devotees and the school teacher. So don't think that you want to go get tricked by Maya to find Krishna. Krishna's right here, and he'll be very, very happy if you just stay here and devote the rest of your life to serving him. But to have a friend, a relationship with Krishna, even just for you two boys right here, to have a friendship, he might not like to go somewhere. Most likely, but let's say, maybe he doesn't like to go somewhere. If you don't like basketball at all, you'll get really into basketball, really into it. So, but maybe sometimes you'll go play basketball, you'll sacrifice playing basketball because you want to, he likes it, and you want to have good times with him. So it requires a little bit of sacrifice to have a friendship with someone. In the same way, for us to reestablish our relationship with Krishna, sometimes we have to pretend. Just like here, Krishna's have to pretend to save his family members, if they care so much about him, he has to pretend to do this whole little thing to be solved. So in the same way, sometimes we have to pretend to have friendships with Krishna. We have to do some sacrifice. We have to maybe serve out of the Sunday feast. We have to actually find opportunities to do some sacrifice, something that we don't have to do, so that we can begin to please Krishna in all different ways, even ways we don't particularly please us, but we learn this bhakti, this devotion, how to do things to please Krishna. And so that's what we practice here. So you might want to think about in the next week what you can do, what you can sacrifice, maybe folks have to do, but something that would really please Krishna. Maybe you don't like to sacrifice some of your Saturday morning, which probably can help on the ego part. Yeah. 9:30 a.m. Every Saturday. And we have a new cow. She just came yesterday afternoon. Her name is Padma Gandha. That means what? The smell of the lotus. I don't know. But anyway. Her tealock's really crooked. I think it's great now. The tealock would be really nice. She's got a big tealock. But she's a very sweet little lady, and she's pregnant. So she'll have a baby in January. Okay. So everyone be very kind and nice to her. And if you do visit her, please don't give anything but the fruits that we allow. Yesterday, our other cows over there went down to exchange and cook food on the ground tomorrow. Please don't do that. Apples, bananas, carrots, that's pretty much the rest of the day. But they're getting to know each other over there, so it's kind of fun, just like you were talking about friendship and everything, so it's kind of fun to watch what's going on over there. But she's what's called a Guernsey cow, and her milk is, the man who gave it to her said, her milk is yellow. It has so much cream. So we get to offer that to Krishna tomorrow morning, and he should bring milk right now. So this is a nice opportunity. If you'd like to do some service for her, we'll allow some time for her to do that, to brush them and anything else. There were some other, the big band came, there were some other cows in there. I was trying to convince the world is mystery to go on the cow and we're going to be going about that. We didn't have the systems. But we chanted to them and the definition. But anyway, we did save this cow and she'll be part of our group. So those are some of the things that we can think about how to do some service. Maybe surviving some food or come up and wash some pots. Just something to sacrifice for Krishna and then start developing that close relationship with this living world. And then on one other note that I have, just a couple of minutes on this purport. It is describing how the devotees, advanced devotees, actually have these qualities of being very detached. He's pretending here, he's pretending that he's attached and he's upset. But for an advanced devotee, it's described that they're actually the happiness and distress in cold. It's all the same, right? It doesn't really matter. Those advanced devotees are not subject to all these different plays and material nature. It's describing here that they're totally trans and they're. Of course, we're not all on that level of meaning. But sometimes, if we are feeling ourselves very attached, sometimes we have to pretend. We have to pretend not to be maybe so detached. And Prabhupada displayed that many times. Sometimes he would, in lectures, he would say, yes, 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 I understand very nicely, very nice. And then he'd get back from the public, and in his quarters, he would say, yeah, I'm absolutely this, and then this, and that, and it's not like this. And so sometimes Prabhupada realized for his preaching purposes, one will have to actually display maybe some emotion and things like that, because many of the outside non-devotees think of us being transcendental yogis and so austere and anything like that. They think of us as actually not very compassionate and maybe not so human-like and maybe a little harsh and hard-hearted. So we never want to come on like that, although maybe internally we are feeling very detached and very aloof. I care less about what's going on. But sometimes we have to pretend, and we have to display some emotion in order to preach properly and to show that we are caring in different ways. I know when my father died, I had to speak, and I had a poem or something, and expressed that I was missing and things like that. Although I can understand, you know, the real meaning behind it. But then I took the opportunity to read about the sloka. So it's not that we compromise by pretending. We don't compromise our philosophy ever. We actually can use this ability, this sensitivity on how to distribute Krishna consciousness, but at the same time be very sensitive to our audience. Prabhupada says that, especially within preaching on the outside, that we person should go away thinking that I am just that. Really nice day. So we have to come more straight with that. Mm-hmm. Although sometimes Prabhupada, to the shock of the devotees, would be in association with many respectable people and start being very heavy and be able to say you're a rascal or this or that. But he told us, I can do that. So we have to be very intelligent in our preaching because we are representing the absolute truth. And in time, you can become master of that. You know, like I said, you can also just like properly get the example of you're a very intelligent, wonderful man, da 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 da. But now forget all that. And this is the truth. So there's different ways. And the more you go out and approach the public, the more rich we can become. You can actually realize when this is like a not system. And in this way, we can make very potent preachers that I'm sure about that. And I think we have to pretend for the whole time. But we never compromise. We have to. Okay, are there any questions in mind? Questions?
Thank you.